At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up. Welcome back, everyone.
Today, we're going to be talking to you a little bit about cultivating connections. We're going to talk about work relationships, friendships, and romantic relationships. I think we're going to start out with work. It's probably the most generic and easiest one to talk about with everybody.
It is. And navigating those early adult years, it's a whirlwind of growth and discovery. Work is complex because, well, there's a lot of unwritten rules that go on in the workplace. It's hard as a young adult to make the shift between worlds. So in the workplace, the first and most important thing to do is embrace the learning curve there. Your first few jobs, they're not going to be your dream career. What they're going to be, they're going to be a paycheck. They're going to be a little extra money, and that's okay. Learn new skills there. Understand that the work environment is different than the school environment. And figure out what you don't want as much as what you do want in a future job.
Be a sponge. Ask questions. Seek feedback, be open to new ways of doing things. Don't be afraid to admit when you don't know something. People generally appreciate the initiative to learn. So your coworkers, your managers, your supervisors, those are all things that they'd appreciate, and it does help you build a good connection with those people.
Build a network while you're there. All your coworkers, your bosses' bosses, your customers even, are potential places where you can get referrals or find out more about going in other directions in your life. So connect with those colleagues. If there's industry events like trainings or social events, make sure that you attend them. Even if they're just virtual, get to know the people that work in other areas of the company. You never know where your path might lead you. Nurture those relationships. Try to remember names. You want to become friendly, but not necessarily friends with people at work.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think I have some jobs that didn't become my career that I became friends with someone who I'm still friends with today.
But remember, when you're walking in the door, you're not sure about those relationships. So be aware of where that line is.
That's true. And develop your soft skills. That means learn how to communicate with your fellow employees, learn how to use teamwork to your benefit, and, you know, definitely some problem-solving skills. Adaptability, they're all crucial in any job you wind up in, especially your dream job. So actively working on these skills, they'll set you apart.
Definitely will set you apart, especially teamwork and problem solving. In today's world, many people are not able to do any problem solving at all whatsoever. They seem like, oh, that's it. I'm at a dead end. The plan A didn't work, so we're just going to sit here and stare at the problem until it eventually becomes larger. Someone takes it away or it goes away. It's really important to be able to develop a plan B, a plan C, and take action without someone having to tell you how to do it. Not only will you look like a rock star, you'll probably have fun and come up with some good laughs about all the plans that didn't work.
As you gain experience and confidence, don't be afraid to express your ideas. Ask for what you need, within reason, of course, and negotiate your worth. So if you have a good work relationship with your bosses, your leaders, your coworkers, if you think it's time to negotiate your worth and, you know, maybe up the ante a little bit with your pay, that's going to benefit you. They're going to look at you and say, oh, I like that guy. He's a good worker. I like that girl. She's really motivated. Those are the kind of relationships that you need to build at work and you need to grow so that when you move on in life and you get your next job, those things become second nature and your jobs just keep progressing.
And I would recommend a long period of listening and learning before you start speaking.
And building relationships.
Yes, but not advocating for your raise inside the first couple of weeks. Crazy how many young people today want to occupy the corner office without ever paying dues in a workplace. So let's talk about friendships. This is a little bit less formal than a workplace, but still a major source of drama in my estimation and observation. So let's keep our friends quality over quantity. Don't feel like you have to be friends with a million people. Focus on nurturing a few deep, meaningful connections rather than trying to maintain a large circle of acquaintance. Especially as young adults, there seems to be a lot of drama that just shows up in everybody's world. And a lot of that is caused by, quite frankly, young people aren't able to distance themselves from the opinions of other people and are having a hard time figuring out what it is they control. If you're talking about the actions that someone else took and how they ruined your day, we could have another episode about things like that. So focus on the quality of it and not the quantity. And true friends will support you through thick and thin. I can immediately think of 5 or 6 people that I could see who I haven't seen in a year or more that we would pick up just like we left off. And those are the type of friendships we're talking about.
Right. I have a friend who I was so close with all through high school. We both went to college, kind of went our own separate ways. And a few years after college, she happened to be visiting her parents who lived close to my parents. And she gave me a call and we went to have a slice of pizza and a soda and chat. And I think we wound up sitting for 4 hours and we just talked like we never missed a beat. Those are the friendships that you want to cultivate. I'd rather have that one friend than 90 so-called friends, 90 social media friends.
You want to make sure you're present and engaged with those friends, which is very difficult in today's world. There are so many things pulling our attention in other directions. Put in effort to stay connected with them. An example would be if you haven't seen somebody in a little while, give them a call, throw them a text, make that effort. Make time for your friends. Actively listen when they talk. Put down the damn cell phone. No one cares what's going on in TikTok in that 30 seconds. Spend the time listening and talking and communicating with your friends. Be there for them when they need you. And like all relationships, they take work. And that work is two-way work.
Embrace change. Friendships evolve as life circumstances change. Some friendships might naturally drift apart. Say you were really good friends at work, but not outside of work. One or the other moves on to a different job. You become friends with your new coworkers, and maybe that friendship kind of drifts away. That's okay.
Communicate openly and honestly, but you have to judge that. You want to be open and honest with your friends. Address conflicts or misunderstandings directly and with respect, but don't be mean about it. Don't be hurtful about it. And maybe don't overshare with it. Think about the consequences and play that tape out before you even have that confrontation. Healthy friendships do thrive on open communication, but oversharing and being passive aggressive or even just mean isn't a good recipe to keep friends.
And conflicts or misunderstandings happen in every relationship. If you're worried about he said, she said, somebody down the street said, and you're not talking to the person directly, you can't actually resolve these conflicts if you're not having a one-on-one communication or a one-on-one conversation with someone.
On Law and Order, they would call it hearsay.
Celebrate everybody's and each other's successes. Be genuinely happy for your friend's achievements and offer support during their challenges. Remember, everyone has bad days and everyone has great things they accomplish in life. Don't be jealous. These are your friends. you care about them, you should want to see them succeed, and you should get the same in return. So when you do something great, I'll bet the best feeling in the world is that some of your close friends are so excited and happy for you. That's how you should be to your friends as well.
Treat everyone the way you want to be treated. I do believe this is referred to as the golden rule, isn't it?
It is. And when you think about it, if you're having a hard time and you need someone to talk to and they give you a shoulder to cry on, when they're having a hard time, they're probably looking for that in return. I just think that a decent human being is there for their friends and their friends are there for them. Those are relationships you want to build them and just have those two people become your lifelong friend.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And remember, sometimes people go through things that they find difficult to share, or they just want to deal with it on their own. It could be something personal. It could be something that was overwhelming. It could be something that they're still processing and trying to figure out. Those are times where it becomes important to give that friend some watchful space. Let them develop, let them digest it, and just every once in a while, a little nudge with, hey, I'm here if you need me, can go a long, long way.
And I'm going to say this, and I really, truly mean it. You don't need to be friends with all of your friends' friends. You can maintain a relationship with one person and five others. They don't all need to be friends, and you don't need to be friends with that one person's five others. It's okay. It's healthy. Enjoy the friendship that you have with them.
Right. I'm not even friends with all my own personalities. I have arguments in my own head all the time. Sometimes they don't talk for weeks.
Now we're going to talk about romantic relationships.
I'm going to sit back, I think. It's not a strong area in my life.
He's not giving himself enough credit. He regularly, like weekly, brings me fresh flowers or does chores around the house to help me out. He is a romantic.
Know yourself first. Understand your values, needs, and what you're looking for in a partner. This self-awareness will help you make healthier choices. And please take some time to think about those. What are your values? What are your needs? And what are you looking for in a partner? Don't just settle for the first guy that walks by. And guys, if you're walking by my daughter, you not only have to make it past her, but there's a big burly guy that sometimes gets cranky behind her. Watch out.
Communicate openly and honestly. This is paramount for any relationship. Share your feelings, your needs, your expectations clearly and respectfully. Learn to listen actively to your partner. We're not saying you have to tell your partner every single detail of every single day. But if they're asking your opinion on something, they're asking your advice on something, you know, how do I look in this dress? It's okay to say, honestly, whether you like or dislike something, or if you like something better, but do it nicely and respectfully. People have feelings, and sometimes they're looking for an answer that you're not going to give them. But you also don't need to tell everybody everything. I've been married for quite a long time, and I pretty much tell my husband everything, but there are occasionally things that I'm like, you know what? I'm not telling him this today. There's no point. I don't want to hurt his feelings or get him upset. They're usually very minute, stupid little things, but you need to know when to not say everything.
Build a foundation of friendship. Strong romantic relationships often start with a genuine connection and shared interests, like EMS and a PHTLS class.
That's true.
Enjoy spending time together and getting to know each other on a deeper level. And that is a lifelong pursuit if you do it right.
We actually, when we were dating and we were thinking about, you know, taking the next step, getting married, we bought a book. Actually, Paul bought a book for us that was a workbook that you kind of went through page by page and gave you a lot of things to discuss. I mean, it discussed everything from your favorite color to how many children you want to have one day. It was a really good guide and a really good conversation starter. And I think we kind of knew most of those things already, but there were a few things that we learned about each other by doing it. So yeah, we were not only friends, we liked each other, we liked doing the same things, but we really worked on our relationship.
Listen, guys, or masculine energy in a relationship, you know the type, the fix it people, the want to halfway listen and hammer the nails in and fix the problem before it's even fully presented. There's times where that works, like at work, if you need to fix something, you fix it. But in a relationship, active listening is really important, especially, are you hearing me, men? Hold on, let me. Took 25 years to figure this out. Sometimes you just need to listen. Your significant other is not asking for a solution, nor do they want one. They want to vent and get off their mind or chest whatever is going on. In my case, I was terrible at this. My poor wife would be venting about how bad it was at work, and I would be like, F it, quit. F it this, F it that, do that. This is how you fix it. I don't understand it. And it literally, slow learner, guys, took 20 years before I realized sometimes she just wants to talk. And everybody knows men are from Mars, women are from Venus. So be an active listener, a good shoulder, and just listen.
Set healthy boundaries. Know your limits and communicate them clearly. Respect your partner's boundaries as well. Healthy relationships are built on mutual respect, meaning if there is something that's off limits in your relationship, make sure that that is clearly communicated with your partner and make sure that you know theirs. Sometimes your boundaries are not their boundaries. So have that open communication and then set your boundaries and hold firm on them. They're your boundaries.
And don't be afraid to discuss them. And if those boundaries change over time because your comfort level in a relationship changes, discuss those too. Setting the rules once isn't a thing. The rules are dynamic and they're meant to be discussed. Because what was a boundary when we first met wouldn't even be a speed bump in the day 28 years later. So don't be afraid to revisit those boundaries.
And don't be afraid to walk away. If a relationship is consistently unhealthy, disrespectful, or doesn't align with your core values, it's okay to end it. You have to prioritize your well-being because if you're not good, you can't be good in a relationship.
And learn from each relationship. This applies to work, friendship, and romantic relationships. Every relationship, whether it lasts or not, offers valuable lessons about yourself and what you seek in work, a partner, or even a friend. The way I like to phrase it when I'm talking to younger people in careers is every person teaches you something. It may be what not to do, but they're teaching you something. So keep an open mind and learn from everybody.
And I want to put this out there because I truly believe this. Not everyone you date needs to become a romantic partner. That means that if you're young, and you don't know what it is you're looking for, go out there, date around, go out to dinner with someone. If they take you out a few times, it doesn't make it your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your significant other. It just means you went out and had a date. Be respectful. Explain that, you know, you had a great time, but you don't think it's going to go any further. Just do the right thing and that's okay. And I think all young people should date. I think going from relationship to relationship limits the amount of people you meet. And limits the knowledge you get to fill your brain with so you know what you're looking for.
And guys or masculine energy out there, couple things for you. Open doors, always. The feminine side of the relationship will appreciate it and should be expecting those doors to be open for her. It shows that you respect her. Use your manners, always. Nobody wants to date a caveman. I'm lucky at times that my wife stayed around this knuckle-dragging fire guy. Don't overshare. It can damage your relationship and your credibility. Not only that, it can make hard feelings where you don't need to have hard feelings.
Right. It's when you're out with your significant other, it's not you know, your bro, or your, it's not a girl's night out. We're all going to sit around and gossip or say things that aren't necessarily meant for that person to hear. If you respect that person and you honor that person, treat them that way.
And be honest, but remember, before you open your mouth, engage your brain and understand that some things are just better left unsaid.
Right. So like I said about the, does this dress look good on me? There's a way to let someone know that you don't like necessarily what they're wearing without saying those things. You could say, I like the other one better. It looks nicer on you. It matches your eyes. Something that's a little bit kinder.
Don't be hurtful on purpose. Like, don't go out of your way to be demon-tongued or anything like that. In relationships, especially romantic, but in both your friendly and romantic and at work, don't use your words to hurt people. There's enough hurt in this world now. We could all do it. Keep your words kind.
And remember, if you're in a fight with someone that's in a relationship with you, whether it be work, friend, or romantic, there's no reason to hurt someone's feelings like that. These are supposed to be the people you care for.
One rule I always had with arguments, I try to never leave with an active argument going. Being a firefighter, it was always, there was always that potential to not come home from the shift. So I would always try very hard not to go to work still in the middle of an active argument. And I always tried to make sure that I gave my wife a kiss before I left. Remember, everybody, these are just guidelines we were talking about tonight. Your journey will be unique, filled with its own set of experiences and lessons, and enjoy the hell out of the ride. That's all we got. What we have is today. Be patient with yourself, stay open to growth, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.